Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1. That was Jill Holly with Lay Your Head Right Here. Up next, Josh Von Mink with a song called To Venus here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Alone in August, waiting for something you both miss. I'm trying to cast this twisted angel, a satellite dream. Above the world, again above us, empty heads here, love. They're treading through your ancient frequencies, satellite dreamer, and the broken stars above.
We can't wait. I'm waiting for something about this. I'm trying to guess this twisted angel, a satellite dreamer high above the world. And we can't wait for the world to end.
Josh Von Mink from the Twin Cities with a song called To Venus. I'm real excited here on Minnesota Homebrew because Josh is sending his new solo effort titled Black Charms this coming week, and going to give it a listen, and I know we'll be playing lots of those songs here on Minnesota Homebrew. Up next, Don Karski from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. He's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, which gives him a ticket to this show. Don is a excellent drummer and percussionist, plays congas, djembe, used to play the trap set, but not so much anymore. He's sort of like yours truly, who has sort of left the band scene behind. This is a tune called Pieces, and if you want to learn more about Don's conga poems, just type that in, one word, conga poems on YouTube, and you'll find his channel, and enjoy.
Could have decided the one be divided. You, me, him, her, us, them. Was it the other that became the mother of up, down, in, out, now and then? Where did it start, this falling apart? The beginning, the middle, the end? Was it once one, but not enough fun? So the truth began to pretend. Did the whole become part? Did the end reach the start? Did loneliness create a friend? Did love need a lover? Did push need a shover? Did receiving require a send? Now, put it back together. Was it not one, the game and the fun? Now it's over. Please start it again.
Here's Michael Monroe with One Stupid Question.
Thank you. What am I doing here? What are we doing here? That's the question of the day. Is it a privilege? Is it a prison? Is it a school? Will we graduate? And who is the teacher? And what was the lesson? I'd like to know if it's not too late. But nobody asks anymore. Nobody wants to be a bore. And nobody wants to be the one to say, but I've got one stupid question that's been hanging in the back of my mind year after year. When I'm sitting by the fire in moonlight, well, I just can't help but wonder, what am I doing here? What am I doing? Will you still love me when I'm not pretty, when I can't sing anymore? I hope I'm not there yet. Let me know if I missed it. I'll do it till it don't sound good anymore. When I'm 84 and I don't wanna sing anymore, I just wanna sit on the floor and meditate a little more on that one stupid question that keeps hanging in the back of my mind year after year. When I'm sitting by the fire, I just can't help but wonder, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Maybe that's not the question. Maybe I'm wasting precious energy on things I'll never know. Why can't I just live my life doing what I think is right, doing what I hope will help me grow? But I just can't ignore it, can't seem to let go of it, like a dream that I can't recall in the day. And if life is really just a dream, I hope it's a really good, 'cause when I wake up, I'm gonna say, I've got one stupid question that's been hanging in the back of my mind year after year. When I'm sitting by the fire in the moonlight, well, I just can't help but wonder, what am I doing? What am I doing here? What am I doing here? What am I doing
in the rain? You're holding your coat up around your ears. I'm in my car, warm and dry, passing by you. Remember my kisses once drowned all your tears. That's all over, over.
From the Twin Cities, from a 2006 CD entitled Over You.
Hey, where you gonna be when the good Lord calls you home? Tonight your dad's brother sitting on the throne. He'd be carving up the remnants. Last night's gone, gone wrong. Where you gonna be when the good Lord calls you home?
Thing I want to hear, and even trying hard to make it sound sincere. You've been leading me right down the garden path. I gotta believe I deserve a little more than that. You've been playing, playing with my heart, oh yeah. Love is fading away. There's no guarantee. You keep telling me lies. I'm just beginning to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You're only thinking about what story I will buy. And though it's true I bought a few of them before, what you're selling I ain't buying anymore. Oh, time's wasting and I'm wasting it with you, oh yeah. Love is fading away, I guess there's no guarantee. You keep telling me lies, I'm just beginning to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. There's no guarantee. You keep telling me lies, I'm just beginning to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Love is fading away, I guess there's no guarantee. You keep telling me lies, just beginning to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
That's Bill Menten, member of the Minnesota Rock Hall of Fame. Before that, Charlie Parr, folk singer from the Twin City area, I believe, and a real treat for anyone down in the Twin City or western Wisconsin. That's you, Don. Charlie will be playing at Trollhagen Ski Resort in Dresser, Wisconsin, tomorrow evening. That's Charlie Parr, and his website is charlieparr.com. And Bemidji fans, he'll be the following night at the Blue Ox Bar and Grill there in Bemidji. Check out Charlie. Well, I have a request tonight to do a song I wrote about 1998 that says, well, it's really written from the heart. I like to think all of my songs are, but this one basically was written to my wife, telling her that as much as I love her, I don't have the capacity to love her as much as she loves me. And this goes out to Don and Julie Karski down there in St. Croix Falls. They're only, what, about 10 miles from Trollhagen Ski Resort. Charlie Parr tomorrow night, Don, Julie. Here's a tune called Even Half as Much. This is a song that goes out to my friends, Don and Julie Karski. Song dedicated to my wife, Jane. The song basically says, as much as I love you, I can't possibly love you as much as you love me because I'm just not wired that way. A tune called Even Half as Much. I could yank the sun down from the sky, dance on the mountaintops, drink the ocean dry. I could do most anything at all. Turn back the hands of time, cause them to stall. If I love you even half as much, if I loved you even half as much as you love me. Your love has me under duress. It has an excellence few do possess. In only you can I confide.
Try as I may, I know I'll never quite learn to love you even half as much if I loved you even half as much as you love me. Don't you get me wrong, I don't mean to speak so callously, but I can't begin to care the same way that you care for me. Undying love is mighty rare. It has an excellence if you do possess, and only you can I confide. Your love empowers me, if only I learn to love you even half as much if I love you even half as much as you love me.
In the mornings and nights, wondering what's out there in the darkness and light. I recognize him now, madman gone wild, dog lying on a curb and a crying child. Well, in their death traps they roll on by, well, the rest just like the people inside. Faster and faster, it's getting out of hand. Oh, look what they've done to the land. Oh, the woods ain't crying no more, they've done run out of tears. It looks like to me we're running out of years. As you grow more in numbers and less in feelings, I can tell it in your eyes and in your killings. And what do you want and what do you need? You who cross the land with your boundaries, keeping on and on till there's no room left to stand. Oh, look what they've done to the land. I see signs that time will never change. Barbed wire fences and prison gates that's supposed to keep people out and death within. Your Egyptian walls will crumble, then who will win? You treat everything around you like an enemy. You hate yourself like you hate your remedy. You just live for yourself when you know you can't. Oh, look what they've done to the land. You'd rather have telephone poles instead of trees, deserts and concrete instead of grass and leaves. You've raped and scarred just to make yourself higher. You've lit the fires and you sold it to buyers. Well, don't you know land, it can never be owned, but still you think it's yours and you take out a loan. Oh, your crumbling deeds will fade and tear in your hands. Oh, look what they've done to the land. How I'm ashamed to be a part of the human race, where I can no longer look myself in the face. I'm guilty like you, I've justified my lies, but I'll change somehow the past I can't hide. Now I don't need no hating, waiting or fear, and I don't need to prove to no one that I'm here. I'll just live on and be what I am. Oh, look what they've done to the land. Now as you seek out to make your life complete, well, you know you ain't gonna find it out on any back street. Life can be simple if you just wanna let it. Oh, punching that time clock ain't gonna get it. Well, if you hate your life and the point in this song, then your day-to-day existence won't be very long. Just remember someday we'll all return to the sand. Oh, look what they've done to the land, the land, the land, the land, the land.
That's John Bennett from his Folk Hero CD, Look What They've Done. That's funny, that song is so pertinent, because earlier this evening I put a little blurb on my Facebook page saying that just because a person can afford to waste natural resources, you know, like the 45-room mansion, does that mean that he or she should morally be able to do that? Don't know. Don't know the answer to that. Not passing judgment, but just because you can afford to waste resources, should you be able to do that? Think about that. Here's Scott Sparlin with a song called The Road to Freedom.
The wind is gonna blow, electricity can flow, power from the sun is here for everyone. Ocean's waves don't stop, the algae is an energy crop, the hydrogen is clean. Are you getting what I mean? Tomorrow, today, we completely know the way. What are we waiting for? We all know the score. We need our energy, worldwide security, and they can both be done without a single gun. Renewable and clean is not a crazy dream. Our independence isn't free, it's up to you and me. We need to lead the way across the USA, then share technology, improving world security. Today, we completely know the way. What are we waiting for? We all know the score. We need our energy, worldwide security, and they can both be done without a single gun. Thank you.
spent our money wise and stay focused on the prize. A world that's truly free comes from renewable energy. Tomorrow is today. We completely know the way. What are we waiting for? We all know the score. We need our energy. Worldwide security. And they can both be done without a single gun. And they can both be done without a single gun.
Two very appropriate songs for these days when talking about our natural resources. And what are we going to do when we run out of gasoline? Can't you just see NASCAR? Here's the Mercenary Tango by James Apollo off a CD titled Good Grief, another Minnesota young man.
Mercenaries in the foul on a ship as black as hearts, sailing under a new moon for a land of fresh new stars. Used to stand there on the deck with my hand on the line. We weren't headed straight to heaven but to a place called the divine. Every sailor he can find, he sees water coming in. How quickly we change sides, see the mess we're in. Since the sun set, it's been days since the last rise. If I saw that you were leaving, I would have closed my eyes. I would stand there on the starboard, star-crossed and starry-eyed. We weren't headed straight to heaven, but damn it, Lord, I'd try. Every sailor he can find, he sees water coming in. How quick do we change sides when we see the best we're in? Mercenaries in the fall, mercenaries never win. Mercenaries change sides too. You see water come in. Every sailor he can find, he sees water coming in. How quickly we change sides when we see the mess. Thank you.
axles on my farm all. I try to make a living milking 20 cows, I'm backed against the wall. On one side stands a hardware man with knuckles bare to give a hand. A grain dealer from town is with us all. We'll fight until we drop, but there's a lot of friends already took the fall. Well, the old hometown just ain't the same. There's empty stores on both sides of the street. And there's stacks of bricks and nailey boards where the restaurant was, where folks would stop to eat. I'm trying hard not to be bitter. I'd like to raise my kids the same place as my pa. But if we're not hauling it from them cow yards, we're taking it from them folks that make them laws. Forgot their heads down in the sand. And the sorry part about it is, it seems that they're the ones who are in command. But if we could learn to fight on their terms, use double talk, use every kind of sham, we could be hauling it from them cow yards and selling it to them folks that run this land. Instead of watching from the bluffs, let's use our heads, we've had enough. We've watched them long enough to learn it all. We could be hauling from them barnyards and selling it to them folks to make them laws. We should be hauling from them bullpens and selling it right back to them folks to make them laws.
That's Dave Carpenter and Friends, The Mad Farmer. Speaking of Chris, here's Chris Koza from the Twin City area. Look left from right.
Look left, look right. Lying on the edge between day and night. This small little space, it yawns and it stretches. Interstate nexus conceives, construes. Winds around in a scribble by the time it gets through. Bathing in ink, it's nothing for sure but a Rorschach tour. Ooh, instead of transgressions, instill a trust in tomorrow, the good uncle's will. He's taking care that if you need crutches, then handing out toothbrushes and milk and cheese, good energy food, the mutual key. Stocks and suitcases connected by strings and 6 degree flames. And then at three in alphabet town, what comes after Z? A brand new start that's better than clever. Tornado weather. Ooh, I know that I
Chris to another. Here's Christopher Ray with The Cruel North Wind. My, do we have variety here on Minnesota Homebrew. Hope you're enjoying yourself this evening.
I went out to the old home place the other day. All the buildings was falling down. And where that shed once was, nothing but a pile of tin, brought down by the cruel north wind. Down at the pond was where the kids used to swim. Nothing but cattails and bulrushes now. And in the barn, there was trees that growing in, trying to keep out of the cruel north wind. Blowing in from the north, where it's cold and gray. That cruel north wind takes a little more every day. Parked out in the woods was a couple of rusty cars. Remember that whitey Connerline van? When it broke down and it would never run again, I left it out in the cruel north wind. Well, I could hardly bring myself to look at the old house. So many memories there. Kinda hard to see inside, the light was growing dim. And I was feeling the cruel north wind. Blowing in from the north, where it's cold and gray. That cruel north wind takes a little more. Blowing in from the north, where it's cold and gray. That cruel north wind takes a little more every day.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs.
Well, thanks for joining us this evening here on Minnesota Homebrew. I had a good time. Hope you did too. Be back again next Thursday night. Don't forget, without songwriters, there'd be no songs.
I write the songs, I write the songs.
Good night. Leaving you with Waiting, Say It Again by Old Vern.